Chapter 25, Visualization, Using Words to Focus.
Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
You have the power to choose the thoughts you want in your mind. You have the power to choose your emotions. What do you want to bring into your life? Find a comfortable place to sit. Relax your body. Allow your hands to rest loosely on your knees, palms up. Allow the supportive energies of the universe to flow into your body. They are here to love you and caress you. Feel their warmth. Allow them to nurture and relax you. Focus on the toes of your right foot. Relax the muscles of your toes. Just let them go and hang limp. Now, focus on the rest of your right foot. Let it relax and breathe. Focus on the muscles of your right heel. Give your heel permission to relax and let go. Focus on the muscles of your right calf. Release any tension you feel. Focus on your right knee and thigh. Allow them to give up their tenseness. They can take it back the next time you go to the gym to exercise. Focus on your right hip. Let it smile and breathe. Now, focus on your left foot. Allow your toes to let go. Focus on the arch of your left foot. Relax your muscles. Focus on your left heel. Release any tension you notice there. Now focus on your left ankle, your left calf. Let them go. Just release your control. Notice how good you feel. Focus on your left knee and left thigh. Is there tension there? Allow it to pass out of your muscles. Focus on your left hip. Relax. Any pain or discomfort you may have felt when you first began this visualization is now leaving your body, allowing your body to return to its natural, relaxed state. Your entire body, from the waist down, is now totally relaxed. All your tensions and anxiety have disappeared as you gave yourself permission to relax. You trust this process and you trust yourself. You're a good person, much loved by your family and friends. Focus on your waist and your chest. Release any tension you feel. Dissipate into nothingness, for it is truly nothingness. Notice your shoulders. Allow them to let go. Let your fingers relax. Your lower arms, your upper arms. Focus on your neck. Allow it to connect with the rest of your body in a deep, relaxed dream state. Notice your face. Is there tension there? Notice your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks. Give your muscles permission to relax. Let your scowls and wrinkles subside. You can place them on your face again if you'd like when you finish this exercise. Notice your chin. Drop your jaw. Let it rest and unwind. Focus on your scalp. Visualize gentle, loving fingers massaging the tension from your thinking muscles. Let go and relax. Your body is now in a calm, totally relaxed state. You are filled with love and trust for yourself, for others in the room, and for the entire universe. There is no space in your body for anything except love. You feel only love. You are peaceful. You are.
Breathe. A few years ago, I made a wish list of things I wanted. One was a beautiful home overlooking the ocean, surrounded by tropical plants, fruit, beautiful flowers, and birds. I visualized Hawaii, couldn't imagine how I could ever afford it, put the list aside, and forgot about it. 3 years later, my husband and I visited Rotan, Honduras. We both fell in love with the island. He bought a condominium, and I bought a home on a 3-acre parcel of land overlooking the Caribbean. A few weeks later, in the middle of the night, I suddenly awoke with goose pimples all over my body. My Rotan home was the manifestation of my visualization, but it cost only 1/10 of what it would have cost in Hawaii. My wish had come true.
Keys. It was easy with knowledge to use words carelessly. To change. I was naked to you sinned. To change. I share responsibility to you're guilty. It is still easy without knowledge to use words carelessly. To change. I'm afraid to stop that. To change. I'm angry to shame on you. To change. I believe to you're wrong. To change. I'm frustrated to damn you. It is still so easy to use words carelessly and lock oneself out of the Garden of Eden.